You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, how aligning with your true purpose can help you live a rich, full life. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. And I am delighted to be welcoming those who are joining live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, as well as those of you who are now listening to this a few days later on your favorite podcast platform. But I am glad to have you here. And I'm really looking forward to our guest today, because I do have a guest who I'm going to be bringing on here in just a second, because she is a very cool person. So I'm just going to tell you that. So I'm going to welcome Steph Palermo to Live, Love, Engage.
Thank you, Gloria. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Wow, I appreciate it. And so let me tell all of those of you listening out there just who Steph is. She is an intuitive soul guide and healer, influencer, talk show host, international speaker, and published author. So I'm sure we'll have no trouble having a conversation today. And she helps influential second lifers reclaim the life they chose before they came into their physical bodies by way of her spiritual and natural gifts of healing, soul readings, and encouragement. She has an exclusive membership community. She offers one-to-one soul journey coaching, workshops, and soul journey retreats. And I would love for you to start off by explaining, because I know in your bio it says who second lifers are, but I would love it if you explain to our audience, what do you mean by second lifers?
So I've actually coined that phrase, and I'm actually in the process of trademarking it for Just Steph. I have a radio show, and I speak to all aspects of healthy living, what I coined as second lifers, empty nesters, newly single, and those starting over. It's essentially the over 40 crowd, but it doesn't have to be. So if somebody's like 35 years old and like, oh my gosh, I'm just starting over, I'm clean slate, they would definitely be somebody who would be in my wheelhouse, so to speak, my ideal clients. So, or my ideal audiences on my radio show. Basically, if you think about it, 50 years ago, so I'm 55, 50 years ago, my mother, you know, when she was, you know, when my mother was 50, or in 50 years ago, people were not boxing, practicing hot yoga. Practicing hot yoga, dating, fine dining, starting new businesses, leaving corporate, becoming entrepreneurs. So second lifers are those people in that age group that say, oh my gosh, I really hate being an accountant. I want to be a pet groomer. You know, they want to start their own business. They want to start painting. They want to travel the world. Things like, you know, people like that. So it's kind of a lost, we're kind of a lost segment, a lost generation, because the over 50 crowd, the over, you know, 45 crowd, we are kind of getting used to the technology. You know, we struggle with it. We have, our parents had one foot in the 50s, one foot in the 60s. If they stayed in abusive marriages, we watched that. If they left, it was scandalous. We were sort of that last generation of women who actually considered staying home with their children. I raised my children for over 20 years. I have four grown men, for beautiful sons, and I stayed home with them. And so it's a very, you know, it's kind of, there's almost nothing for us out there except for, you know, I think, okay, well, here's Just Steph, you know, how about starting a spiritual practice and talking about their well-being? Because a lot back years ago, people were dying a lot earlier. So now we have health issues to think about as well. So even on my show, I have doctors, life coaches, people like me, healers, all kinds of people who are serve the second lifer community.
I love that. And you're so right, because I know when I think back to my mom, now she had me later in life. I was the caboose, as she liked to say, because she had me when she was 37. But yeah, I mean, she just, you know, worked the same job all the time and didn't think about really necessarily starting over, although she did wind up when I moved to Florida. She moved to Florida after me and did wind up taking a second job after she had retired from the job she was at. But again, it was just something to pay the bills. It wasn't necessarily something that fulfilled her. And right. I know one of the things that, one of the reasons why I was happy to have you on, because I was intrigued by when you said that you wanted to talk about a soul's journey. So I would love to be able to get into that. And maybe actually, before we do that, what actually prompted you to maybe discover, I don't know, if this is your soul's journey to become a healer and a coach in that. So what? Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
So just quick history. So I was born with a rare disorder, Poulin syndrome, and I was raised steeped in Sicilian traditions. And as a young child, I knew things that I shouldn't have known, but I didn't have the confidence in myself because of living with this disorder and not feeling part of and always feeling different, which today I embrace. But, you know, as a young girl in the 70s, growing up in the 70s and having being laughed at and that public humiliation, it's really hard to come out with a voice and say, oh, by the way, this is happening. And I know that this is going to happen down the road. So I had these gifts, but I suppressed them. I suppressed them. And I suppressed who I was, and which sort of teed me up for a marriage that wasn't fulfilling. And it was it kept me down. It kept me. I allowed it. You know, we all allow it. I allowed it into my life because that's what was familiar, to feel less than, to feel not valuable, to feel like a burden. And I always feel like, you know, and I know that there are other powerful women out there who feel the same way, but they feel that they're too much. People say, oh, I'm not enough. But no, a lot of us feel like we're too much. We've got too much going on. We've got too much energy. We've got too much love. We've got too much brain power. We've got too much of everything going on, and we want it all. And it's all too much for other people. That can happen. And in my marriage, I just kind of kept, you know, my place. And then when I was getting healthy and I realized my marriage was not the place for me, I had to walk away. And, you know, as a Sicilian and a Catholic, you don't, you know, that was a very, very difficult, awful situation for me. It wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't what I wanted for my children. And it's still not what I want for my children, but it is what it is. And I'm a better mother to them for this, for because of it. And, and I can, you know, they can respect me and instead of watch me be disrespected.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So in that, my lawyer said to me, you need to get a job. And I was like, a job, the J word, I need a job. So, yeah, that's kind of like budget, have to be on a budget, you know, all of that. It's like, ugh. Anyway, so I said, well, you know, my alimony is nice enough so that I can develop my a business that I love, and that it's actually me living out my gifts. But that in and of itself was a journey for me, because I had to be able to come out and talk about this. I had to come out and talk about this. I had to come out and talk about my, you know, my gifts. And, you know, I just recently, actually two nights ago on my radio show, I had a healing segment and I prayed in tongues for the first time in a public forum. So, you know, I have all these gifts and it's really scary to come out and be out in public with all of that. So it's been a journey with my business as well. But I, you know, so I started the business. I wrote blogs. I put them into a book. I've written three books. Two are published. One, I don't know what I'm waiting for, but I'm just kind of waiting to see what to do with it. And then it just evolved. I was on the radio in Atlanta, and then I got a business coach. I said, okay, what am I doing? And just refined it all and keep refining in some, and as an entrepreneur, and I know other entrepreneurs will agree, there's a lot of closed doors, a lot of no's, a lot of disappointment, a lot of, well, I thought I was doing what God wanted me to do. I thought I'm, you know, if, and I've had a lot of discussions with the universe, with God, with my source, my higher power, and saying, well, you wanted me to do this. You told me I had all these gifts and I know I have them. Why isn't this working out? Well, it took me down another road. So a lot of times it takes cleaning some stuff up and moving and just moving forward. And so it brought me here today, where I'm at with, you know, my radio show and my books and all the other services I offer, especially which I'm very excited about, my retreat in Sicily, which is amazing. So yeah, it's been a journey and it's my soul's journey. And I'm going to tell you this. If it was a worse situation, I grew up with abuse. I went into an abusive marriage. I know that it would have been too dark for me to crawl out of it, but if it had been all sugar plums and fairies, I might not have known this, you know, that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I had to toil. I had to work. I had to have that drive. My mom always says with tears in her eyes, you always had that drive inside of you, you know, just to, because I always wanted to love myself. I always wanted to be okay. I always wanted to, and I spent a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to prove myself to other people. And I no longer have to do that. I can just be me in my glory and my greatness, just like everybody else.
Absolutely. I love that. And I wonder if you can just explain a little bit for those who are listening to the podcast, because when you talked about that, you've got this disorder. So can you just describe that a little bit for those who are listening and don't have the benefit of watching you?
Sure. And you can, it's called Poland, like the country, Poland syndrome. It was discovered by a Dr. Poland. He named it, I guess, back whenever, just many years ago. You can Google it, and it's a rare disorder. There are 7,000 rare diseases and disorders. I've spoken about this to the Global Nursing Conference in Dubai, and I've spoken at Rare Disease Day at the state capital in Georgia. And it affects 1 in 20,000 people. It affects the right side more often than the left. It affects more men than women. There's different attributes to it, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, or some people have the hand, and they're missing a pec muscle. I have both. Some people have some, like maybe a hip on that side or something. So it's right side or left side affected. It really is not hereditary, although there are cases of families, but it's very, very, that's even rarer. If that's a word, rarer. My mother took a medication for morning sickness called Benedictine that they took off the market. But after my own inquiries about the disorder and my own research, kids are still born with it today. I belong to several groups on Facebook, and new moms are popping in with their babies with this disorder. So, and you know, the way I see it is, and going, you know, segueing into the soul's journey, we right. choose this life. We choose our body before we come into time, space, reality. So I chose this. This has nothing to do with anything my mother did.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, since you mentioned, so tell us a little bit about, well, why is it important? I'm going to ask it this way. So is it important for us to know what our soul's journey is? And if so, how does it help us? Yeah.
Okay. So here, there's a lot of that. That's sort of a packed question. It's important to know because why, you know, because then it's a, then it sort of triggers something in us to say, oh, let me understand this so that I can understand myself better, because knowledge of self is knowledge of God, the universe. Self-knowledge is key to a happier, freer life. And having a vision of a liberated life is sort of the precursor to understanding the soul's journey and your purpose and why you're here. And that's why it's important. And so that people understand, living your purpose is tantamount to the equilibrium of the universe. That's a JS quote right there. It's tantamount. And why is it tantamount? Because everybody who comes into time, space, reality, living in their skin, we're here for three reasons: to love, be loved, and to co-create with the divine creator. Okay. Whatever that creation is, whether it's making babies or painting a picture, making spreadsheets, being an accountant, whatever that co-creating is for you. And if you're living an aligned, purpose-driven life, you're participating in the equilibrium, you're a positive channel for the equilibrium of the universe. If you are not living that purpose-driven life, if you're not living your purpose, if you're living a life that's misaligned, you could be, first of all, living a life that's wreaking havoc on other people. You could be angry, all the low vibe emotions. And if you're not doing this, if you're not living your purpose-driven life, there's a piece of the universal puzzle that's missing. And all of us are waiting for you to learn, to figure it out, because you're being in sync with God and your higher power and yourself and with the universe helps the universe. And I want people to think about this, because this is so important, especially what's going on in the world. Anybody who is actively creating evil and malicious acts, whether from the smallest jealousy or little digs to invading countries, is misaligned. They're not aligned with their inner being. They're not aligned with God, and they're not aligned with their higher purpose. And if they don't do it in this life, they'll have a lot of splaining to do in the next.
Absolutely.
They're gonna have to figure it out. They're gonna have to figure it out, whether it's here or when they transition back into non-physical.
Mm. Yeah.
And can you imagine a life where everybody is living their purpose? It's a joyful life. It's a life that's liberated. You can't have love, life, and living without freedom. Mm-hmm. It's a free life, freed from the shackles of what everyone else thinks you should do, the world that they think that you should have, the life that they think you should have, the thoughts and beliefs that don't serve you, and the experiences that suck the energy out of you.
Right.
And that includes toxic people.
Yeah.
So all of this is the reason why we need to understand what your soul journey is, what a soul journey is. And I basically just said it. It's non-physical. Being non-physical and saying, okay, yeah, I'll go. I'll take that body. I'll take it. I'll be with that. Those will be my parents, and those will be my kids and my exes and all of that. And I'm going to take this body, and I'm going to be this, and I have this job to do.
Right.
And it's a job that brings fulfillment to me, and it brings And it serves the people around us.
Right. Now, what do you say to someone, though, who is like, well, that sounds great stuff, but I have no clue what my soul journey is. How the heck do I even figure it out? So what would you say to them?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm going to say people will spend $500 to get their hair done. They'll spend money on things that, yes, they might be nice, but, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses, but they won't invest in themselves either with, you know, say like a soul guide like me or a coach or therapy or whatever they need. Number one. So I see that it's investing in themselves, but the way to really get a feel for what your purpose is extreme self-care. It's starting a spiritual practice that grounds you every day, where you set an intention every day and you put yourself in the hands of the universe and ask for guidance and walk forward. And in that spiritual practice is maybe meditating, journaling, breathing, and then engaging in extreme self-care. And it's because our bodies tell us the story. Our bodies will tell us what is going on, and it's being mindful and quiet and feeling, what is this? Why am I triggered here? What was said that bothers me? And then as you take better care of your body and your mind and your spirit, and saying no to things that you should be saying no to, engaging in activities that feed your soul and your body, you will become more sensitive to the negative energies that are around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely experienced that. But I'm going to ask you this. So how could someone that wants to execute this, you know, to be able to do that, what you're saying, how could they get it wrong?
How could they get it wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. Or can they?
You know, I'm not sure. Well, the only thing that would be wrong is to stop doing it. Okay. Is to stop. We're going to always hit a place where it's like, okay, this isn't working for me. And so this isn't working for me right now. The problem comes when we let other people influence us. You know, they don't want you to be healthy because it makes them take a look at themselves, and they feel, that you're, you know, who do you think you are? And they want you to stay where they're at because it's easier for them to relate. And then they start to feel inadequate themselves when you get healthy. But the best thing you can do for the people around you is to be healthy, is to evolve and to, you know, work towards being aligned to God and your higher power. Because when you do that, it's always better for the other people. Always, even if they don't like it, even if they walk away. And guess what? Then it's better for you. In the end, when somebody walks out of your life, it's better for you. Don't let them go. Let them go. And if they're meant to come back, they will. Because you're always going to... I had this conversation this morning with my fiance, and I said, we have a great life. We have no anger. There's no jealousy. There's no, it's just, we're just happy. We're doing the things that we want to do, and allowing people into our world that have continuous chaos and turmoil inside, and they're not honest or they're not happy. It just is not, then you start to get like them. My mother always said, show me your friends and I'll tell you what you are. You hang around with drug addicts, you're a drug addict. Yeah. I always said that to my kids. I said, just because you're not doing drugs at a party doesn't mean you won't get arrested when everybody else is doing it. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're getting roped in. And that's what happens when we, you know, we don't have a really good, strong tribe. Find a new tribe. Your tribe is your vibe, or your vibe is your tribe. Yeah. You know,
I know.
The thing is, surround yourself with people. I like to surround myself with people who are more advanced than I am. And people who aren't comfortable in their own skin have a problem with that because they feel intimidated. So they stay with people that they can sort of lord it over, or, you know, they feel superior. Me, I like to be around people who are smarter than me, who are more evolved than me, who have qualities that I aspire to.
Yeah.
So that I can grow as a human being. And then when I seek out, you know, advice from a friend or counsel, I'm seeking advice from a valid source, not from somebody who, you know, isn't doing their part to be, to evolve.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's important too. See, you know, be mindful of who you are hanging with. Who do you let your hair down? It doesn't mean you never see your family because, you know, they're cavemen at the dinner table. You still go and you hang out with them, but you have to put on the Teflon. You don't let it get under your skin. Maybe that means stay away for a little while so you can get that strength.
Right.
It's like exercise. People will spend hours and hours and hours running and exercising, and they're taking care of their body, but they forgot the driver is your soul. Your body's just the car. So yeah, you need your car to be in shape. But if your driver is inebriated or not in the driver's seat, how are you going to get where you're supposed to go? And your soul has to be nourished and cared for. And that's what you do with the spiritual practice. That's what you do with extreme self-care. Mm. You are taking care of your soul.
Yeah, definitely. I knew we are aligned because I'm so with you on all of this stuff. We're nearing the end of our time here, but I love asking this question of guests. So I'm going to still take the time to do that. What are you curious about right now?
Oh, let me see. For me personally, the one thing that I'm working on myself, and that it's changing my own vibration to manifest those things that I desire in my life. And I, intellectually, but there's some things that you're, and I feel good. I feel like I'm moving along, but it's just a matter of what does that mean to raise my vibration? And, you know, I'm going to say, I would love to lose a bunch of weight. I, you know, put on a bunch of weight during COVID. I'm normal like everybody else. And I would like to take off that weight, but I don't want to be in a diet. I want to live. I want to be normal. And I know that there's a way to change my vibration to be at my healthiest self. And so that's something that I'm working on. And I'm actually working on it by not thinking about it and not worrying about it, because God has it. That's really what I'm doing, because the more you think, more you focus on what's going on, the negative, that's what you're going to get. That's a long attraction. So right. Yeah. So that's what I'm curious. I'm curious about that, and always continuously raising my vibration and being aligned. And what does that feel like? And removing the veil to step over to the other side of that spiritual side, which I love. I do that. I'm trying to do that every single day.
Yes. I'm with you because I love spending time in meditation and journaling, two of my favorite things to do. So this has been amazing. And I know that there's some folks out there who are listening and are watching resonate with you today. I'm sure of it. Yeah. And they would like to know more about you and how maybe they can, you know, really connect with you, work with you, et cetera. So what is the best place for people to be able to connect with you?
Well, if they want to join my free Facebook community, it's Get Real with Just Steph. They can just join that group and email me, steph@juststeph.com. Tell me where they saw me and ask me any questions. I will reply to every email. And of course, look on my website, juststeph.com, and you can tune in every Monday night to the Just Steph Show on WATD 95.9 FM. You can just say, Alexa, play WATD, and it's there. And you can actually get on the 95.9 website, and you can do listen now if you're, you know, not, you know, in close to terrestrial radio to get that signal. So, and I'll be live streaming on all my social media, so including Get Real with Just Steph.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'll be sure and have all that information in the show notes for people. So in case you are especially listening to this and you're like, I have no clue what she just said, and but I want to do it. So, so don't worry about it. I will have it there. So thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate having you and on the show and getting to know you a little bit more about what you're up to in the world. So thank you so much for being here today.
Well, Gloria, I really appreciate you having me here. It's been a pleasure, and it's always fun to share all this information.
Excellent. And I want to also thank all of you for watching and for listening. And I really do appreciate you. And I also want to put in a plug, as it were, for an event that I've got coming up in September. And if you are a woman who is frazzled and tired of all the craziness that has been going on in the world and would love to spend a weekend away, and especially if you're perhaps in Central Florida area, that makes it easier for traveling, I'm hosting a weekend retreat September 9th, 10th, and 11th just outside of Disney World, and it's called Unplug to Recharge, and you can go to unplugtorecharge.us. I love that, or .us, and you can get all the information there, and I would love to be able to support you because we're going to do all sorts of cool things like yoga and meditating and journaling and swimming. There's a pool there, and some healing energy I'll be sharing as well, and it's going to be an awesome time. It's a full moon that Saturday too, so we're going to do a full moon ceremony as well, so I hope you will join us for that. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out today and every day and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.